Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, in December this year, the United Nations will vote on a resolution titled Combating Defamation of Religions. It's backed by mostly Islamic nations, and the resolution is meant to promote religious tolerance, peace, and harmony. But human rights organisations around the world, as well as Christian organisations like Open Doors, say the laws are starting to restrict freedom of speech. In fact, in many countries, the rules are being used to legitimise the persecution and mistreatment of people from minority religions, including from Christianity. Nigel Rook is the CEO of Open Doors in Australia and with us now. Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Sheridan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Nice to see you. Tell us about the background of this resolution, because this isn't the first time it's come up. It's kind of actually been put up to the UN a number of times, isn't it?
It has indeed. It started off in 1999, the Organisation of Islamic Conference, which is a group of 57 Islamic nations, represented by Pakistan, presented the Defamation of Islam resolution to the United Nations. Now, since then, it got knocked back there, but since then, it's come up in different formats. Mm-hmm. And this year, as you just said, it's come up again in the form of the Combating Defamation of Religions resolution.
Mm-hmm. So Pakistan is behind this again as well? Are they kind of leading the charge?
That's right? Correct. Yep.
Right. Okay. So what is different about it this time, the wording of it or whatever it might be, this time as opposed to the previous times it's been actually proposed?
It's the wording has been softened down, but as you read through what's been passed, it's still sets it up mm-hmm. for people to be to legalize persecution. For example, if someone in one of these nations, if this gets in, if somebody says something about Islam or about the Quran or anything like that, it can be taken as defamation and legal consequences can follow.
Okay, I've got a little bit of a quote here from the proposed resolution. Let me quote from it. Deplores the use of the print, audiovisual and electronic media, including the internet, and any means used to incite acts of violence, xenophobia, or related intolerance and discrimination against any religion, as well as the targeting of religious symbols and venerated persons. On the surface, sounds right?
Yes, on the surface.
So what's wrong with it?
So as you dig a little bit deeper, you actually see that this has the potential to actually add weight to the existing blasphemy laws. For example, let's take Pakistan for an example. Mm-hmm. They have blasphemy laws, which means that if you're seen to blaspheme Islam or the Quran or Muhammad, legal action can be taken. Very recently, there was a case where a Christian couple were taken to court because their neighbours had said that they had handled the Quran without ritually washing. And those people are now facing 25 years in prison.
Oh, dear me. It's very hard for anybody to say that that is fair.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not at all. Yeah. I mean,
That's without the resolution.
That's without the resolution. The blasphemy laws and the apostasy laws. I mean, the Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom either alone or in community with others and in public or private to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. Now, the apostasy laws and the blasphemy laws that exist already run totally contrary to this.
So if this resolution was to get in, that would still be part of the United Nations resolution anyway, wouldn't it? Wouldn't those two things kind of be at loggerheads?
They're at loggerheads, exactly. One of there was a subcommittee that put this thing through in March this year, and it got pushed through. The defamation of religion got pushed through. Mm-hmm. And Ellen Donoghue, the US ambassador, obviously voted against it and said, "We cannot agree that prohibiting speech is the way to promote tolerance because we continue to see the defamation of religion's concept used to justify censorship, criminalization, and in some cases, violent assaults and deaths of political, racial, and religious minorities around the world."
Mm, okay. Now, it did say any religion, the actual little quote that I read out there, and discrimination against any religion.
That's right.
So couldn't it actually be said, well, this is covering all religions, not just, you know, Islam or, you know, whatever it might be?
Oh, absolutely. That's what the wording's saying. However, going back to the blasphemy laws that are in place right now in many of these Islamic nations, they're already in running contrary to the United Nations Human Rights Charter.
So where is this at in terms of support right now, as it currently stands, as it goes through the UN, you know, in December? Who do you think might vote for it and vote against it? I mean, obviously Pakistan's brought it, so they're going to vote for it.
Pakistan's brought it. It's been interesting because support over the last couple of years has dropped down. At present, countries like Brazil and South Africa in the past have voted yes to the resolution.
Sorry.
Yeah, which is quite surprising. What's happening with the Free to Believe campaign that we're running at the moment is it's a worldwide campaign, and we've already written to Prime Minister Julia Gillard. The Prime Minister John Keyes has responded, from New Zealand, has responded to the CEO there, saying that they will definitely vote no. So we've got a worldwide campaign going.
And is it looking dangerously close this time round through the United Nations? I mean, to what degree do you think there will be other countries that would be voting for it?
I think the fact that, again, it got through in March, it's been pushed through in March this year after coming through from 1999 for the last 10 years to actually have gotten through again. Is very dangerous.
So when you say gotten through as a proposal.
The subcommittee has actually approved it. Now it goes to the General Assembly, which will meet in early December this year.
Yeah, okay. So the fact that it's got this far is already a little bit concerning.
It's very, very concerning.
Yeah. Is it one of those things where the essential spirit behind the thing could be okay if they then made some changes to the wording or something like that? Or do you think right from the beginning this is actually problematic?
I think it's very problematic. The reason being because the wording of it can actually, again, be used in these nations. The blasphemy law comes straight up, because this will, again, legalise persecution of Christians.
It's probably worthwhile bringing in Open Doors' general work here. I mean, the fact is that every day you are hearing from men and women right around the world who are actually being persecuted for their faith anyway. And so I guess, you know, you guys are on the front line in recognizing just what, you know, what these kinds of resolutions are going to do from people. I mean, give me an example as to the kinds of people that you're working with. Just a quick one.
Sure. Many people would know Open Doors from Brother Andrew, who in 1955 went behind the Iron Curtain and wrote the book God Smuggler. From there, Open Doors has grown into an international ministry, and we still do Bible delivery. We call it Open Doors because we believe that no country is closed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we take Bibles into every nation. We do leadership training, and we do what we call socio-economic development. For example, earlier this year I was in a very restricted Middle Eastern country, and there was a city there where Christians were systematically being killed. They were coming in, they were blowing up their houses, shooting mum, dad and the kids in the street. Mm. And so the Christians there were fleeing literally with the clothes on their back. So standing with them on the ground, many of these people aren't saying, get us out of this situation. They're saying, stand with us, give us the Bibles, equip us, pray with us, and stand with us. And we want to reach our nations with the gospel.
Mm. Okay, and I guess that's the other thing that a resolution like this does, is it does start to curtail that freedom of being able to... All religions should have the freedom to be able to share what they believe with their next-door neighbours.
Absolutely.
All religions.
All religions, absolutely. That's what Article 18 of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights says.
Mm. Okay, so you've got this Freedom to Believe campaign going on.
Yes.
You're looking for, 100,000 signatures, basically, or names to it?
That's correct. The Free to Believe campaign, again, is a worldwide campaign. It's happening in countries all over the place, and there's two thrusts to it. Number one is the advocacy campaign that we've talked about, and we're asking Christians in Australia to sign the online petition at freetobelieve.com.au, and what's going to happen is there's going to be a delegation. We've organised a delegation to go to General Secretary of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, in early December, and present this list of petitions to him.
Okay, so the campaign's all of, what, I think about a week old or something now.
It's about a week old.
Yeah.
And already in the UK, they've got over 50,000 names.
Okay, and what about in Australia?
In Australia, I think we're around about 3,000 at this point.
Okay, well, in a week, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
How many are you hoping for from Australia, the Australian part of the campaign?
100,000. 100,000 names.
Oh, from Australia?
From Australia.
Oh, so worldwide, what's the goal worldwide?
We're shooting for well over a million.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Right. No, 100,000 from the Christians in Australia.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, jump to it, folks. If you're on board, I'm on board with this. I think this is an important one. Freetobelieve.com.au is the website to I guess, put your name down. It's just simply a case of going there, putting your name, putting your email address, and then basically signing up, eh?
That's right. And if people want to, they can load up a photo, as you've done, and also put up your comment, I believe, dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
The other thrust that we're pushing through, of course, is prayer. And the focus of Open Doors this year for International Days of Prayer, which are the 7th to the 14th of November, is that the resolution will be stopped,
mm-hmm.
and that Christians in these nations will have the freedom to believe. We've got kits with information and DVDs, and we encourage churches and prayer groups to go to Open Doors' website, opendoors.org.au, and order the kits.
Okay, so opendoors.org.au for the kits, and then freetobelieve.com.au for your names and signing up for the campaign.
For the online petition, that's right.
All right, Nigel. All the best with it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Nigel Rook, CEO of Open Doors.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.